This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The administration of President Joe Biden is defending the U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as legal and appropriate, saying they took out facilities that housed valuable capabilities used by Iranian-backed militia groups to attack American and allied forces in Iraq. The White House press secretary told reporters that the U.S. hopes to address tensions with Iran on a diplomatic level, including discussions on the nuclear deal scuttled by the previous administration. And a Pentagon spokesperson said members of the U.S. Congress were notified before the Thursday strikes that destroyed 9 facilities and heavily damaged 2 others. He says the facilities were used by militia groups the U.S. deems responsible for recent attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq. According to a declassified U.S. intelligence assessment released on Friday, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved of an operation to capture or kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in 2018. Khashoggi was a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post, which were critical of the Crown Prince's policies. He was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Riyadh has denied any involvement by their Crown Prince. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's expected to provide an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The panel of Food and Drug Administration experts ruled on Friday that J&J's vaccine protected against COVID-19 and should be made available for adults.